scandal for lovers of soda pop. A bunch of keys stolen during a St. Louis burglary, and those keys will fit every Coke machine in Missouri and Illinois. Wholesale prices up again in February, up 1.5%. Food and fuel, mostly. But that is the least increase in 4 months. The Pentagon search for balloonist Tom Gatch terminated. He'd be out of food by now, wherever he is. But afloat, he might fish. And from remote Africa, he might rescue himself. Why, how naughty Paris used to seem to be. With the half-nude showgirls of the Folies Bergère, and the dough girls of Pigalle, and the dirty postcards sold in alleys. Paris today appears downright decent. They didn't change. We did. Now, with our anything-goes bars, stage, and movie shows, we are shocking them. Today, a Paris newspaper, Le Parisien, on its front page, refers at length to the campus fad of streaking in the United States as exhibitionism in school, calls it a degrading spectacle, deduces that this must be, and I quote, a consequence of sexual information in schools. Well now, Caroline Preston, psychiatry professor at the University of Washington, says sex has nothing to do with it. Says, in fact, it may be a kind of what she calls denial of sexuality. I must say, fellows, did you hear about the airborne streaker? The West Georgia college student who jumped from a light plane over Carrollton, Georgia, wearing a parachute and nothing else, landed in the campus parking lot a few minutes after midnight. But there was a crowd. And one thing more, an inverted streaker. At Devil's Punch Bowl, Oregon, a man seen running fully clothed across the grounds. He was running fully clothed across the grounds of an Indus colony. And then there's Jack the Nail Biter. Jack the Nail Biter, running around the campus of State University of New York. Young man approaches women, asks the time. When she lifts her hand to look at her watch, he bites off her fingernails. 10 victims, recent days. Witnesses say he has color-length hair and a beard, but on that campus, who doesn't? Haile Selassie is in trouble in Ethiopia. Last week, his army went on a sort of a strike for more pay. Today, civilian workers are out demanding a 200% pay raise plus political reform, and hundreds of students are marching through the streets of Addis Ababa, shouting, chanting, if only because it's spring. Oh, United States, we'll get more gasoline. Energy boss Simon says all states will receive at least 85%, as much this month as this month 2 years ago, and may receive even more. And we may soon reopen filling stations on Sundays. Next Sunday's meeting of Arab oil ministers has been moved from Tripoli to Cairo. And a Beirut newspaper speculates that the Arab oil embargo is going to end within days. That production is going to be restored to September of 73 levels. And President Nixon says the worst of the energy crisis is behind us. And he says the worst of inflation will be by mid-year. You know, France doesn't have any oil. France is proceeding with the construction of 13 nuclear power plants. So the burglary of the office of that Beverly Hills psychiatrist in 1971. For the break-in, others indicted, Bernard Barker and Eugenio Martinez. Both of those have already served a year for the Watergate break-in. And also indicted in the California thing, Ehrlichman, Colson, Liddy, and DiDiego. President Nixon is offering to answer questions about Watergate under oath. For ranking members of the House Judiciary Committee, he wants them to come to his office and question him. He doesn't want another TV circus. No, John MacArthur is one of the world's five richest men, owner of much real estate in many states and hotels and mines and mills and factories and 16 insurance companies. And one of those insurance companies has sponsored some of these broadcasts for 23 years. You should know of my respect and affection for John MacArthur. I don't care how it sounds to say you're in love with the boss. I really don't care anymore. Too many times I've waited too long. I loved Frank Leahy. He knew I admired him, respected him, but I never told him, Frank, I love you. And now I never can. And Marion Wade, I never told him straight out. And Judge H.I. Green. I loved the longtime next-door neighbor Jack Barlow.
but I never said so until his funeral. I waited too long to be able to tell L. Nelson Bell. But I'm telling his daughter Ruth right now that I love her. And I love her husband, Billy Graham. I love Rilda B. Clyburn, Van Clyburn's mother. God and she know it's a proper Christian love, but I'm telling her so right now. And Joe Bonamassa and Monty Rosenwald and John MacArthur. Yes, we had a ball. You know, it started out just to be a simple cake and candies opportunity for his hometown Chicago to shake hands with and congratulate him. But so many friends has he that greetings came from everywhere and people from almost everywhere until more than 400 filled Chicago's Guild Hall last night. And most of them are persons whose names you would know. Assorted superstars, lawmakers and educators, industrialists and governors, and a representative from the White House. Others of the richest of all resident Americans, H.L. Hunt and W. Clement Stone, led the singing of Happy Birthday. And the second chorus was joined by some of John MacArthur's longtime employees, who are not as rich as that, but richer for his having led the way. It was after midnight when Angel and I rode home in our pumpkin. I didn't close my eyes. Just lay there enjoying the smile in my heart over one of the nicest nights I can remember. Now when the clock runs out, on whichever of us first, him or me, we got to sniff some of the flowers together. Page 3. Here is a potpourri of the day's news from page 3. And hopefully, however improbably, a final observation regarding The Exorcist. Robert Urban said it. He says, I saw The Exorcist, and it's all right. If you like a pushy devil. We're not doing nothing about fraud and abuse in the ABC program. A number of Americans receiving aid for dependent children declined last year, for the first year in 15. Elizabeth and Philip Berrigan, former nun, former priest, infanticipating. Tournament of Roses winners this date live in Alexandria, Missouri. For the Pete Bakers, this is wedding day plus 68 years. Something new, a kite which looks like an airplane. I mean, kitted to look like a real scale model airplane. Weatherford, Texas inventor Joe Butler says there's never been one before. The magazine Kite Tales confirms there's never been one before. Flies with two lines, no power. Synagogues and churches in Brooklyn and Queens, New York, are running Las Vegas nights, weekend evenings of blackjack and craps, poker and wheel games in the churches to raise money. Though technically illegal, they are allowed because who wants to raid a church? But sure enough, the pros are moving in. Professional gamblers are staging Vegas nights in catering halls, theoretically under the sponsorship of churches or charities. And the sums involved are irresistible to all concerned, to the gamblers because of the limitless take, and to charities because the gamblers offer such substantial sums for the use of their names. Borough police, confronted with this deteriorating situation, say they are thinking about it. In Elvis, Oklahoma, Dr. Bob Rice's wife, Peggy, was awakened by an unwelcome visitor in the house, and she awakened Dr. Bob, and sure enough, their search revealed the robber had stacked everything he wanted on the dining room table. But before he could get away with it, she went after him with a broom. Get out of my house, she shouted, and she whomped him a few good whacks before he scat. Young man about 18, who had not bathed in a long time. Peggy says it was the smell which roused her from sleep. And Dr. Bob asked, what was he doing while Peggy was swinging the broom, says, quote, I was hollering, hit him harder, honey. Hit him harder. Something old, something new. The oldest piece of music ever written has been pieced together from ancient clay tablets found in Syria, and that composition, 3,400 years old, will be performed next week, Tuesday, in Berkeley. Now, for what it's worth, department, here's from Miami, where there is a notice in the Lehigh News Weekly which says, quote, notice to all good citizens. If you see a fellow trying to back into any hospital or doctor's office without being seen, if he has a feathered arrow sticking out of his rear, let him go. He almost had my gasoline. I have his siphon hose. He has my arrow. Call it even, end quote. Paul Harvey,
off 2.3. All stocks on the New York Stock Exchange indexed at 52.14, off 0.34, or equivalent to a loss of 22 cents in the average price of a New York Stock Exchange common share. At 2 o'clock Eastern time, it was a weak amount of volume reported, 10,590,000 shares. That's a look at markets today, brought to you by Len Ventling. He's your State Farm insurance agent at 5th and Broadwater Avenue. The time is 12:15. Our unofficial valley temperature is 30 degrees, and we're looking for an official high today, 25 to 30. Cloudy today through tomorrow also. Now, music on the FM side and on KURL AM News Analysis.